Tell me what your name is.
Hi, my name's Steve. I'm from Kent.
Tell me what happened.
Basically, we were sitting here, no trouble whatsoever. Everyone's singing a good time. About 30 minutes prior to the incident, a group of about 30 youths all walked past, all blacked out. A few people spotted them, but there was no trouble. Next thing, a few fans started singing England. All of a sudden, the first one was a flare. Made a loud bang. A lot of people actually panicked. Next thing, there was a second flare that came in, landed about 2 feet from where my foot was. Same again, a big loud bang. There was a few England who actually confronted them. Next thing, the police were here straight away. Situation was calmed down. The youths ran up to my left. They jumped on a bus. Police, guns out, held the bus up, got them all off. And last thing I knew, it was round the corner. They had them all handcuffed, cable tied. And the confiscation of weapons was unbelievable.
What weapons did they have?
I seen knuckle dusters, I seen knives, I seen mortars, I seen fireworks. Some of the knives, you're talking 9-10 inch blades on these knives. Thing is, these boys knew exactly what they were doing. And the thing was, there was no trouble from England. We've been in this bar with the owner since we came here from Manaus. The owner's fantastic, the people have been fantastic. It's just a shame that 30 youths obviously just wanted to have a go at England purely because of the English reputation abroad.
What did you think about the reaction of the police?
I thought the police were actually spot on, to be honest. If I've only got one thing that I could say, they should have identified this when they first came here. So obviously there was a lot of English who actually identified them. They actually stood out like a sore thumb. They were all in black, there was no colours, no football, no nothing. They stood out to me and they stood out to a few others. I thought the police could have identified them earlier and actually stopped the incident actually happening. The owner of the pub, he's been nothing but apologetic to us. He kept on coming over, he's apologising. It's one of them things. Wherever we go in the world, English have still got the reputation from the 80s. What we need to do as a country and as the FA is get out there to these South American countries, these Eastern European countries, and tell them, look, the 80s is gone. We're not hooligans, we're football supporters. And I don't think it'll be a better place. It's not put a dampener on it. It's just a little bit of a shame.